Hi, I'm Kathy Smith. Today, we'll be doing one of my favorite workouts called 30-15 Combo. 30 minutes of interval walking topped off with 15 minutes of challenging core training. It's the perfect way to cap off a cardio workout. So welcome to the Transition 30-15 3-3-3 Walking Core Workout. Okay, let's step it out with a moderately easy walk at a level 3 on our Rate of Perceived Exertion scale. Now, at this stage of the program, you're familiar with RPE, our method of perceiving our own intensity rates. 1 is super easy, 10 is really, really hard. I'm so proud of everything you've accomplished so far in this program. What an amazing journey it's been. And since you're a seasoned pro at this point, you know the drill with intervals, the bursts of high-intensity activity that help burn more calories and improve our fitness levels and overall health, and then we follow that up with recovery. Well, today we're going to do 3 sets at 2 minutes, 3 sets at 90 seconds, and 3 sets at 1 minute. It's going to be a great workout. Okay, keep pumping it out, walking it out, and feeling good. Just warming up that body. Take a big inhale and exhale. And one more time, inhale and exhale, and let it all out. Think about your posture right now. Eyes are looking straight forward. Chin is up. Chest is open. Shoulders are down and back. Those abdominals are in. And you're walking with pride. Keep it going. Okay, now it's time to pick up the pace ever so slightly. So if you're walking at a level 3, let's pick it up to a level 4 right now. It's still nice and easy. We're still staying at that mild pace because we're warming up the body. And this warm-up is so important, not only physically, but also mentally, to get yourself in the mood, in the place, to start to really work the body. Now today on our walk, I want you to think about setting up positive patterns. It all starts with a change in our thinking. The key to working out on a regular basis and making fitness a consistent part of your lifestyle is to be present to yourself in such a way that you're going to want to take positive action. In short, you have to be able to change your thoughts. It's really important. You know, sometimes it's difficult when you're tired at the end of the day and you don't feel like working out, and you start to think about, oh, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. At that point, you need to shift that mindset and go into that place of how you feel after your workout. You know you always feel better after your workout. So whenever you start to think, I can't, I don't want to, think, no, I want that great feeling I'm going to have after the workout. And that keeps you coming back for more. So keep on walking. Okay, just keep it at this level 4 right now, warming up the body. You should be able to start to feel those muscles getting warm, the joints are getting lubricated, your breath's becoming a little easier now. Lungs are expanding and contracting, feeling all those kinks working out of your body. Just open and close your hands right now. Open and close, open and close. Okay, you ready? We're going to start to pick it up for our first interval. So let's get in the right mindset. And right now, let's pick it up a notch. We're going for 2 minutes. I want you to take it up to a level 5. And what does that mean? Well, it's a brisk, steady fitness walk. You can carry on a conversation, and it should be comfortable, but this isn't the warm-up anymore. You're starting to pick it up. Okay, today let's make this walk about our abs and our glutes. As always, it's vital when you're doing an exercise to keep your abdominals engaged. But right now, I want you to get that feeling and create it in your stomach. I want you to think about inhaling, and as you exhale, contract those abdominals. And again, inhale. And exhale and contract the abdominals and lift up. Think taller. The great thing when you think about your abs and you lift up, not only do you feel better, but you look better. You feel taller, you feel prouder, your posture looks better. And by the way, you're doing all that great work And those abdominals not only will support you during this walk, but throughout the day. Keep it going. Swinging those arms naturally. Leaning forward from the ankles. Heel toe push, heel toe push. Keep it going. Okay, give me five more, four more, three more, two more. Now just pull it back. We're going to bring it back down to a level four right now for 1 minute. This is just one notch back. It's a little easier, a little less effort, but you're still walking at a pretty comfortable, steady pace. Now, as we go through these intervals, I want you to start to notice the difference between a 4, a 5, and a 6. It's real interesting to see in your body the changes that happen as you pick up the pace and start to notice it. Then you'll know when you go on your walk exactly how fast you're walking and when it's time to pick it up a little bit. So right now at a level 4, it should be comfortable. Okay, we're going to go back into another push, so I want you to get focused, take a deep breath, and now, let's push it and stride it out. We're going to move it up to a level 6 right now. Now, this is somewhat difficult. You're not going for broke, but it's still challenging. So let's take it, let's step it out, let's dig in and step it out right now. Heel toe push, plant that heel, roll through the foot, and then push off those toes. And push off as if you're being drawn to a point up ahead, like there's a magnet up there drawing you straight ahead. It's not a bobbing action. It's a straight line toward that point. Heel toe push, heel toe push. Now, remember what I said about your glutes earlier? We want to work our glutes today. So at the end of that push, I want you to squeeze the glute. If you're stepping on your right foot, it's heel toe push and then the glute squeeze. Then it's the left. So it's squeeze, 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 squeeze those glutes, tight, 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 squeeze those glutes, tight, tight, you got it. So with each step, fire that glute muscle as you push off through the toes. Strike the ground with the heel, roll through the foot, push off the toes, and as you push off, squeeze that glute. This is a glute workout today. You're strengthening, you're toning, and you're really letting that action propel you forward with each step. You got it? That's it. Doing a great job. Come on. Now, as you're pushing, I want you to engage those abs. Make your core feel like a solid, strong wall, like it's a rock. It's your foundation and it's your source of strength, especially on these pushes. And think of your glutes as an extension of that, that they're the building blocks of your strong, fit body. So keep pushing. You only have 5 more seconds. Fire on all cylinders right now. Go, 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 go. Okay, that's great. Pull it back down. You got 1 minute to recover. Bringing it back down to that level 5 for just 60-second recovery. Now remember, that's a moderate, down-the-middle level 5. So even though we are recovering, it's an active recovery because we're still walking with purpose. I like to take this time during the recovery to just focus my mind, think about what happened in that last interval. Get rid of any tension that might have built up in your body. So loosen up your shoulders, shake it out. Loosen up your hands, shake them out. Drop the jaw, loosen up the jaw. Take a deep breath. and exhale any tension that built up. You want to be ready for that next interval. Listen to that music. Let it move you. Let it inspire you. Let it drive you. Okay, it's time to pick it up for that next interval. Are you ready? Let's take it out. We're back at a level 6. One notch up from where we were before. The difference is now that you're pushing it. When you're at a level 6, it should definitely feel like you're working. Remember, if you wanted to carry on a conversation right now, it's going to require a little effort. You're not window shopping. You're not strolling. You are pushing. So do your walking, and I'm going to do the talking, okay? I'm making it easy for you. Just go for it. Remember, you're working those glutes with every single step. Push, 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 push. With each step, fire that glute muscle as you push off through the toes. Remember, strike the ground with the heel, roll through the foot, push off through the toes, and as you push off, squeeze that glute. Squeeze it. You're strengthening, you're toning, and you're really letting that action propel you forward. You got it? You got it? Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Great job. Heel toe push. Heel toe push. Heel toe push. Take a deep breath. Take all that energy. And push right into those abs and glutes. Okay, just make it look easy now. Make it look easy. You got 10 seconds. Go for it. Okay, pull it back. Great job. Let's pull it back to a level 5. Just like before, we're still working, but at a more relaxed pace than those 6s. We have 1 minute here. Let go of any tension that built up. This next group of intervals will only be 90 seconds long, so they're a little shorter. You can push a little harder, but think about doing it with purpose and with good form. That's the key during a transition. Walk faster, but with good form. Oh, you have 10 seconds right now, so start to gear up, get mentally prepared for this 90-second challenge right now. And here we go. Time to take it up to a level 7. Now, this definitely should be a challenge. You're working, you're pushing, you're making a count, and that's it. Now, walk with me now. Make a count, walk with me, walk hard. Do it for you, do it for me. Remember, with every single push, it's glutes. Heel toe glute, push, 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 push. Walk like you mean it. Proud. Chest is up. Shoulders are down and back. Big inhale and exhale. And let that propel you forward. Just imagine you're being pulled. It's effortless now. You have a magnet ahead of you, and it's pulling you forward, and you're just floating your way forward. Heel toe push. Heel toe push. Okay, keep on firing those glutes. I love that term fire because that's a word that you can really feel as you do it. Firing off with every step, keeping those abs engaged and feeling that fire, that one in your belly and the one in your glutes. And that's the one that keeps you passionate, keeps you motivated, keeps you coming back for more and keeps you moving along. You got it? You got it, I can tell. Amazing. We're pulling it back now, back to a level 5. We're recovering, taking nice, long, deep breaths. But remember, we're still walking with purpose. So inhale and exhale. Now, right about now, you're at the halfway point. So if you need to turn around to make it home, this is the time. Something to keep in mind as we walk today, we all know that working out is a key to a healthy lifestyle. But when you're dealing with a lifestyle-impacted disease like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, or weight issues, exercise is essential for helping you manage your situation. Losing even 5 to 10% of your current body weight using healthy eating and an exercise program that combines cardiovascular exercise with strength training like the one today can help you regulate your blood sugar and help reverse and even prevent further issues. Keep it going. Heel toe push. Heel toe push. We need to get ready for our next interval, so start to get focused. Remember, these are 90-second intervals. Five more seconds. Okay, you ready? Let's push it out. We're going fast. We're going strong. We're going at a level 7. This is definitely challenging, definitely working out hard here. So push it out. Let's pull everything into play now. First of all, eyes looking forward, chin is up, chest is open, shoulders are down. Those arms are bent at a 90-degree angle. They're pumping like pistons up to the chest, back down to the hip. Pump, 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 pump. Remember, the speed of the arms determines the speed of the legs. So when you want to go fast, you have to pump those arms. And remember the biggest thing of all, what are we working on today? Abs and glutes. So it's heel-toe push, engage that glute, and make sure those abs are engaged. When you got all that working together, this is a total body workout. You're not only burning calories, but you're toning all of your muscles. So keep it going and work it hard, work it fast, work it good. Breathing. Listening to the music, working that body, knowing that every step you're getting closer to your goal. Okay, give me 10 more seconds like this. Come on, make it count. Push it. Push it to the finish line. Push it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good job. Okay, let's recover. Back to that level 5. Your happy medium level 5. I love level 5s because they're a nice moderate pace. So take this time to recover, because after this we're going to ramp back up again. But this time we're going to go for shorter intervals. They're going to be shorter but even higher intensity. So use this recovery time. Inhale, exhale, loosening up your body, letting go of any tension that built up during that last interval. Think about being a trailblazer today and not taking the easy road all the time, but maybe choosing the road less traveled. That's what you're doing right now. You're taking the road to success right now. So keep on that road. Be a trailblazer. To a new you, to a new healthy you. Okay, are you starting to focus? Because we're going to take it back up again, and we're going to take it to that 90-second interval. And this time, I really want you to think about how you can make this the best interval yet. The hardest, the strongest, the best. Here we go. Step it out. We're going up to a level 7 for 90 seconds. It should be challenging, You need to focus. You need to engage the abs. You need to start firing on all cylinders right now. Come on, you can do this. You can make it happen. This is for you. I want you to put full force into this interval. Give it to me now. Give it to me. Heel toe push. Heel toe push. Push it now. Go for your max. Life feels so good and so free when you're moving along at a pace and you know you can do this. You've grown physically right now. You've grown mentally. Everything in your body feels better and better the more you work out. And that strength makes you feel confident, makes you feel like you can do anything. You can take over the world. So make it count right now. Be the best that you can be and believe in yourself. Heel toe push, heel toe push. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. You got 10 seconds left. That's it. Come on, you're in the home stretch. Push it, push it, push it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, take a breath. And now let's recover back to a level 5. Remember, active recovery, we're still moving with purpose and intention. You need to keep breathing and let go of any tension that built up. That was fantastic. I hope you get as passionate about walking as I am. I started walking when I was pregnant with my first daughter, Kate. I wanted to exercise. I wanted to stay active. I didn't feel comfortable jogging anymore, and I started walking, and I got hooked on walking. It's easy on the joints, but it's great for the body, and I love it. I do it socially. I do it competitively, and I have to say that I'm hooked on getting walking into my workouts every single week. Whether it's on hills or the flats or treadmills. It's a great way to keep your heart rate up and to make sure that you get exercise every single day. And one of my favorite parts about walking is challenging myself with intervals. So speaking of intervals, guess what? We're moving on to those 60-second intervals. So take a breath. Get ready for this next challenge. It's going to be a little shorter, but a little harder. So think about your form right now. Okay, you ready to go? Come on, let's hit it. Come on, take it up to a level 8. We're working harder now. It's only 60 seconds, so level 8 on the rate of perceived exertion scale. Just 60 seconds, you can do it. It's difficult, it's challenging, and you're pushing. You're giving your all right now. Heel toe push, heel toe push, heel toe push. I promise it will go by quickly. So get into it. Just squeeze the glutes on each push off. It's going to propel you forward. Come on, keep it up. Today is all about believing it and achieving it. Believe it, achieve it. Okay, you're 30 seconds into it. You're halfway there. You can do anything you want for 30 seconds. That's all you have left. Let the music move you. Take it forward. Keep pumping those arms like pistons. Come on, 10 seconds. Get those legs going. Give me 5, 4, pump it, 2, and 1. You got it. Pull it back down to a level 5. Take a deep breath and just say, whoa, that one is done, and let it go. Just let that one go and just start to recover right now. Walking with purpose at that level 5. Take a little bit of time to rejuvenate before our next interval. Remember, these are short, they're sweet, they're quick, and they're hard. But the great thing is they're over in 60 seconds. I love walking because it's the no-excuse workout. You don't need any equipment. You can do it anywhere in the world, in the country. You can do it with friends or without. No excuses. Walking is one of my favorite exercises ever. And right now, we're going to take my favorite exercise and take it up a notch with our next interval. So get yourself prepared. We have 10 seconds left. Take a deep breath in. Get your posture in check, pulling those abs. Okay, you ready? push it out back to that level 8. And remember what that means. If you wanted to carry on a conversation right now, it would be very challenging. So don't worry about talking. I'll do all the talking. You do all the pushing. We're putting it all together right now. Your abs are engaged. Your shoulders are back and relaxed. Your eyes are steady. And you're looking out in front of you at the horizon, not down at the ground. You're using that heel-toe push technique, squeezing the glutes, keeping those toes lifted. Just look at that beautiful form you got right now. You're a pro. You're a superstar. So keep it going. Keep it going. Heel-toe push, heel-toe push. Keep into it. Take a deep breath now because you only have 10 seconds left. Give it all you got right now. Go, 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 go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Pull it back and recover for 60 seconds. Bring it back down to that level 5, our happy, comfortable, medium pace. Keep on stepping to the beat and keep that beautiful form you've worked on. Remember, good posture, standing tall, not arching the back. Thinking about somebody has a string at the top of your head just like a puppet and they're pulling you up. Eyes are forward, your shoulders are back and down. Give me a couple shoulder rolls just to open up that chest. Okay, so right now, we're going to go into our last interval for the day. So right now, I want you to push it out. We're back up to a level 8. Let's go. Now keep in mind, this isn't quite your absolute maximum effort, but it's close to it. This is our last push of the day, so make it count. You only have 60 seconds, so you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Heel-toe push. Heel-toe push. Engage the abs, engage the glutes, and just go for it. You're halfway there. You got 30 seconds left, and that is the hardest part of the workout today, right now. Dig in. This is it. Everything you got right now. Put it on the line. Don't leave anything left. You're almost there. Come on. Heel toe push. Heel toe push. You have 10 seconds left. I want you to go a little faster right now. Just a little bit faster. Go, go, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Pull it back. Take a deep breath in. I'm so proud of you. You did it. Bring it back to a level 5. Even as we recover right now, we're still pumping our arms and walking like you mean it. But the hardest part is over. Take a minute now to do a body check. Go through the body. Where did you build up any tension? Just make a note of it so next time you do an interval, you know you need to relax that area. So if it's in your neck and shoulders, give me some shoulder rolls. If you feel your jaw tight, just drop the jaw, shake it side to side, and just exhale and make a sound. Ah. If your hands started gripping, then just release the hands right now. Okay, and now let's start to slow it back down just a little bit more to a level 4. This should be moderately easy. We're really starting to cool down, letting that heart rate slowly return to normal, taking deep breaths, and taking stock in everything you've accomplished today. What a workout. Did you ever guess that you'd be able to meet this kind of challenge a month ago? I bet not. So as we start to wind it down, here's the time that you might want to start thinking about what your intention is for the day. You spent all this time working out and taking care of yourself. Continue that throughout the day when it comes to eating, drinking water, and getting enough sleep. You can't underestimate the importance of sleep. We've talked about setting goals, creating a healthy home environment, nutrition, and exercise, but no healthy lifestyle is complete without a good night's sleep. So I know you've heard it before, but 8 hours a night is key. And of course, with our hectic lifestyles, we often don't get enough sleep, and we don't have the energy to work out, so keep it going. Okay, start to pull it back. Shaking out those shoulders, shaking out those arms. Okay, you've just completed 30 minutes of a great walking workout. Not bad if I don't say so myself. What a great job. Let's get ready for the next part of the workout, which is the 15-minute core blaster. Okay, and let's leave with this thought in mind today. Walking provides you with a whole host of health benefits, and it can actually help you to halt the progression of diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and heart disease. Now, studies show that regular walking helps to lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels while regulating blood sugar levels and, of course, helping you achieve your weight loss goals. All of that in just a simple walk. Wow, that's really magical. Not so bad, huh? In this 15-minute resistance workout, we'll focus on the core, all the muscles of the torso. Now, these are some of my favorite moves on the floor, and we're going to target every muscle in your core, pushing you through a tummy-trimming, waist-whittling workout. For this program, all you're going to need is a comfortable place to work on the floor, a carpet or a mat. So let's take it down to the floor, and our first move is kayaking. This move will actually mimic the action of kayaking. So sit upright with the knees bent, feet on the floor, chest lifted. Lift your feet off the floor, balancing on your sacrum. Now, tuck your knees into your chest. Place your hands on the floor by your hips. Swivel your knees from side to side. Keep up this move for 1 minute. Right, then left. Right, then left. Right, then left. Now, if you're more advanced, you can take your hands off the floor, and both your hands and your legs are going in opposition. Right, then left. Right, then left. Side to side. Keep your chest lifted and your spine strong and long. Take it side to side, kayaking along. Swivel side, one side, then the other. Using those obliques, using the waist, keeping the abdominals engaged. Keep it going side to side. Chest is lifted, spine is long. 10 more seconds like this. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's take it to a double leg stretch. So lie on your back. Your knees are tucked into your chest. Now lift your head and shoulder blades off the floor. Reach your hands beyond your knees toward your feet. Inhale and push your legs upward and out away from the center to about a 45-degree angle. Now push your toes up to the ceiling. As you push your legs up, reach both arms overhead, circle around, and come back to the starting position with knees bent and shoulder blades off the floor. Okay, that's one repetition. We're going to do 10 of these. Here you go. Legs go up, arms circle around, come back to center. And again, legs go out, arms circle around, come back to center, bend the knees into the chest. And again, legs go out, circle around with the arms, knees come back into the chest now. Now keep this going. Each time you do a repetition, get the shoulder blades off the floor. Legs extend, arms circle around, and now come back to center. Give me 3 more like this. 2 more. And last one. Perfect. Okay, let's take this into rotating plank. We're going to rotate from side to side in a plank position for 10 repetitions, 5 on each side. So kneel on all fours with your hands. Make sure your hands are under your shoulders and arms are straight. Knees are in line with your hips and your neck is in neutral position. Lower down to your elbows to the floor and clasp your hands in front of you. Straighten your legs one at a time until you're balancing on your forearms and the balls of your feet. Now pull in those abs slightly and hold your body in a straight line. Now just hold it here for 10 seconds. Get your positioning, shoulders down, neck long. Okay, we're going to rotate to the left. Rotate to the left, taking the right arm straight up towards the ceiling. Hold it there. Come back to center, hold the center position, and now we're going to rotate to the right side. Rotate to your right elbow, left arm goes to the ceiling. Hold it there, come back to center. And let's keep that going side to side. First we go to the left, the right arm goes to the ceiling, abs are engaged. Come back to center, rotate to the other side. Right arm, balance on the right arm as the left arm goes up. Three more times on each side. Rotate to the left. And now rotate to the right. Two more times on each side. Rotate to the left. Abs are engaged. Straight long line. Shoulders are down. Come back to center. And rotate to the right. Okay, one more time each side. Good form. Rotate to the left. Abs are engaged. Stay out of that shoulder. Think tall. Come back to center. Think long as you rotate to the right and the arm goes up. Engage those abs and come back to center. Beautiful. Let's go right into a tuck and plank position. So for this move, I want you to go back to the kneeling position on all fours. Hands are under your shoulders. Arms are straight. Knees spread evenly and your neck is in a natural curve. So straighten your legs out one at a time and go right into your plank position. Now pull in your abs. Make sure your body is in a straight line. And now pull the right knee into your chest, keeping your body in perfect alignment. Okay, now pull the left knee in. We're going to do this 10 times, 5 on each side. Nice and slow. Now we pull the right leg in. Hold it there. Hold it, hold it. Pull in those abdominals. Extend that right leg out. And now let's pull the left knee in. Actually, almost try to kiss your knee. Pull it in. Make it a little tighter. Curl up in a ball. Okay, let's go to the other side. Right knee comes in. All the way. And now the left knee comes towards your chest. All the way. Try to pull it in. Two more times on each side. Pull the right knee in. Hold it there. Abs are tight. Don't stick the butt up in the air. Keep a nice straight line. Keep the hips down. And now take it back and let's pull the left knee in. Hold it. Hold it. Okay, we only have one more on each side. So bring your right knee in, hold it there, try to kiss it, and last time, pull the left knee in, pull those abdominals in, use those abdominals, and then pull that knee closer to your chest. Okay, let's flip it over to our backs, and we're going to do a twist on a classic crunch. So lie on your back with your knees bent and feet flat on the floor. Place your hands behind your head, keep your neck relaxed, keep your elbows comfortably out to the side. Now the pattern's going to be like this. You're going to lift to the center, twist to the side, come back to center, and then lower down. And then we're going to do the same thing on the other side. Okay, you ready? Here we go. You lift it up, twist to the right, back to center, lower back down. And again, lift it up, twist to the left, back to center, lower down. Twist it up, take it to the side, back to center, lower down. That's the pattern. Up, twist, center, down, and up. Twist. Now keep those shoulders up as you twist. Take it up. Twist a little higher. Center and down. Side to side. And down. Take it side to side. Give me four more like this. And three more. Two more. And last one. Now this time I just want you to take that crunch up and I just want you to hold it at the top of the movement and let's just pulse for 10. Give me 10, 9, keep it up there, keep it up there. Give me 5 more, 4, 3, 2. Now just hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and relax it back down. Great job. Okay, those are the exercises for the day. Now we're going to do a second set of each of them. So let's go back to our first move, our kayaking move. What I want you to do is sit up into a straight position. Knees are bent, feet on the floor, the chest is lifted. Now once again, lift those feet off the floor. You're balancing on your sacrum. Tuck your knees closer to your chest. Now you have a choice. Place the hands behind you, or you can keep the hands close to your chest. And now swivel your knees side to side. We're going to go for 1 minute. Here we go. Kayaking along. Side to side to side to side. Either twisting the knees side to side with the hands on the floor, or again, if you're more advanced, get those hands by your chest and kayak side to side as if you're paddling along. Swiveling the hips, swiveling the chest. You're feeling the waist rotate. Using those abdominals, staying long with that spine. Don't round the back. Chest is lifted. Keep it going. Keep it going. Pump it out. Good job. Keep it going. Chest lifted, abdominals working, waist working, wiggling that waist, moving side to side. Give me five more. Four, three, two, and one. Okay, let's take it right into a double leg stretch. So line your back with your knees tucked into your chest. Now lift your head and shoulder blades off the floor and reach your hands beyond your knees toward your feet. Okay, you have the position? Inhale, push your legs upwards as your arms go and circle back and around. And now everything comes back to center in that starting position with your knees bent. And again, let's go for 10 repetitions. Take it up, around, bring it back to center. Let's take it up, around, bring it back to center. Lift your shoulder blades up off the floor, bring it around, straighten the legs, come back to center, bend the knees. Lift it up, around, and back to center. Take it up and around and back to center. Now, if you can, keep this movement going and keep your shoulders and head off the ground during the entire movement. So when you come back to center, make sure you keep the shoulders up. Take it up and around, come back to center. The shoulders are lifted. Contract the abdominals. Take it up and around, come back to center. And that's it. Take a breath. And now let's roll over and go right into rotating plank. You're going to rotate from side to side in that plank position. So let's get up in that plank position and now lower down to your elbows to the floor. Clasp your hands in front of you. Straighten your legs behind you. So now you're balancing on your forearms and the balls of your feet. Okay, you ready? Before we start to rotate, I want you to get great alignment. Abdominals are lifted. Your butt's not in the air. Everything's in a straight line. Your abs are engaged. And now rotate to the left. Right arm goes up the ceiling. We're doing five on each side. Come back to center. And let's switch sides. And come back to center. And now rotate to left elbow. Right arm goes to the ceiling. Come back to center. Switch over. Right arm goes down. Left arm goes up. We're rotating, keeping a straight line with the body. Come back to center. Three more on each side. Rotate to the left. Inhale. Exhale. Rotate to the right. And now back to the left. Rotate. Abdominals engaged. Keep those hips high. Come back to center. And now rotate to the right. When we rotate side to side, don't let the hips drop. Keep them up. One more time on each side. Rotate to the left. Come back to center. And now rotate to the right. Good job. Okay, shake it out for a second. And now let's flip over and do our 3-in-1 crunches. Okay, let's move to tuck and plank. So let's go to our plank position, making sure your hands are below your shoulders and you're up on your toes. Everything's in a straight line. And now we're going to do five on each side. So pull your right knee in toward your chest. Hold it there. Take it back. And now the left leg to the chest. And take it back. Pull the right knee in, keeping your body in perfect plank position. Don't let your hips hike up. And now take the left leg in. And take it back. And take the right leg in. And take it back. And now the left leg. And hold it there. Lean into your arms as you tuck. Keep the abdominals lifted. Take it back. And now bring the right knee in and take it back. Bring the left knee in. Okay, you have just one more on each side. Bring the right knee, hold it there. Don't hike up the hips. Take that leg back. And now last one, bring the left leg in, hold it, abdominals lifted. Weight goes in the arms, hold it there. Okay, take it back. Beautiful. Now let's flip over and do our 3-in-1 crunches. So line your back with your knees bent and feet flat on the floor. Place your hands behind your head, keep your neck relaxed, and now lift the shoulders off the floor, twist to the right, come back to center, lower down. Take the shoulders up, twist to the left, come back to center, and come back down. So take it up, twist to the right, come back to center, and lower down. Take it up again, twist left, come back to center, take it up a little higher, twist to the right, make it higher, make it good, make these count, take it down. Take it up, twist, center, down, take it up, twist, center. Okay, you have just one more on each side. These are the best ones ever. Take it all the way up, contract the abdominals, twist, bring that shoulder toward the opposite knee, come back to center and down, take it up, twist, bring the shoulder to opposite knee, come back to center and bring it back down. And now take it up. You're just gonna finish off with 10 pulses. Bring those shoulders up, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, tighter, 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 hold, and lower back down. Bring those knees to the chest. You have worked your core. Oh my gosh. Remember, when you're consistent with each workout, you'll notice an improvement in your health, your well-being, and your attitude. The benefits of what you're doing right now are going to affect every area of your life. Congratulations on doing a great job. So hold that stretch, and remember, if you need to do a little more stretching, check out the website for some additional stretching exercises. You did a great job today. Keep up the good work.